Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf Nun Beis. We're starting the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Aleph Amud Beis. And earlier in this perek, we've already learned the Gabi Hilchis Ainoah, that Ainoah is Bishtus, and that therefore, if there was a cheating, an overpricing, an underpayment, either Bekeach, Moicher, if there was Ainoah, if it was less than a Shtus, there's Mechila. If it's more than a Shtus, it's Biktel Mekach. And if exactly a shtus, we had a machloikis between Rav Nosson and Rav Yehuda HaNossi, whether or not the halucha is that the person just gets back the overcharge, but the mekach is still good, or whether I say that the person has the option to either be mevatel mekach and get his money back, or get his merchandise back, or he has the option to say, I want the transaction to go through, I just want to get back my refund my overcharge. Now that din of shtus until now was referring to merchandise that was sold at a higher or at a lower price than the norm. Now we're going to go and talk about not oinoa in the merchandise, but oinoa in the currency that is being used to fund the transaction. To us it's a little bit difficult to understand because as far as we're concerned, we just look at the coins and see what does it say on the coin. Does it say it's a quarter, a dime, a silver dollar, whatever. Whatever is minted on the coin, that's the value of the coin. In the times of Chazal, the basic value of a coin was worth not only based on the minting and the coining, the coinage, but also on the weight. And therefore, if a silver dollar, for instance, was ugevetched, or the ugeridden, that means that it was slightly worn out at the sides, in the middle, on the back, whatever. So instead of being worth, whatever, an ounce of silver, it was only 0.9 or 0.8 or 0.85 or whatever. If you're using that as the medium of currency to go and buy the merchandise, then that person is getting underpaid. You are being ma'ana, you are cheating the mocher. The mocher thinks he's getting a full silver dollar and he's only getting the equivalent of 90 cents or 85 cents or whatever. So we have now the question of what amount causes it to be oinoa. And instead of the singular halacha that we had by merchandise, a din of a shtus, here we have a three-way machloikis between Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon. But first, I think Rabbi Cohen would like to say a few words.
Yes? I just want to say that people used to take silver dollars, put it in a leather bag, and they used to shake it, that it should rub off, and sell the silver. That's the reason why the United States government made silver dollars today mixed, shouldn't be, why? Because people taking silver dollars and they were melting it and getting more money for the dollar than what actually it is. No, that's the reason why the government did it, because silver went up, but the silver dollar, you know, so they melted it to get silver instead of buying silver.
Right.
So the government, went, they changed the silver dollar to be mixed. You can see, people when they see dollars, silver dollars or coins and rubbed off, so they know the value is not the way it should be.
Exactly. Okay, so you're telling us in real life stories about the wearing off of the silver dollars and the silver coins, and that's what our Mishnah addresses. What is the shir oino?
This changed in our time that the money is not worth the amount that's on it. But formerly, the American money was worth, you know, whatever the amount was of the metal. If it was worth a penny, or if it was worth 5 cents, it was the point of the value of the metal that was there.
Mm-hmm.
Even the paper money was a silver certificate. You could redeem it for the metal.
You could redeem it for gold.
Right.
Yeah.
Prior to silver certificate, you used to say gold certificate. In the 1920s, they changed from gold to silver.
Dollars say silver certificate. You could redeem it for silver.
Theoretically.
I have a $100 bill, right? Redeemable in gold.
Really?
But I don't think I could get gold if I tried. I'm using that. I say that, you know, it's a collector.
Collector's item.
It says redeemable in gold.
Mm-hmm. Today, the $100 bill might be worth already $101, what they call it.
Yeah, but the government's not going to give me, you know, in gold.
You never know.
The money is worth more because it's a collector's item.
Exactly. 100% right.
But the gold say, now the government, you say it's redeemable gold, give me the gold.
Uh-huh. Wait until the new president and see if he can get gold from
new president, not my mom.
Anyway, so let's go on to the Mishnah.
I don't know where it's coming from.
Dr. Mishnah. We have a three-way machlokes kamatei hasela chaseira. How much do we have to have worn off of the original matbea? And there should not be a din of einah. On the surface, it sounds like the three shiurim that we're going to have, that's the maximum that you can still use the coin without it being einah. However, we'll see lemaskonas hagemara that these three shiurim, in fact, that's the minimum amount to cause it to become einah. In other words, we go right over the threshold. Anything less than this is not einah, but once we hit these figures, it is einah, no good. Which we'll see in the Gemara. So what are the three shiurim? Remeir oimer arba isorois isser ledinner. Reb Yehuda oimer arba punjoinois punjoin ledinner. Reb Shimon oimer shmoine punjoinois shnei punjoinim ledinner. What the Mishnah tells us by each one of these three mandiyamrim are two separate coins, both telling us the same halacha. In the case of Remeir, it's 1/24. In the case of Yehuda, it's 1/12. In the case of Reb Shimon, it's 1/6. How do we get these numbers, these fractions? Remeir says, Arba Isorois, meaning four Isserim to a Sela, which comes out to be an Isser Ledinner. Now you remember yesterday, or the day before, when we spoke about currency, we said that there's an easy mnemonic to remember the different Shiurim. It doesn't help you in terms of the names of the different denominations, but at least it tells you how many of each denomination you have in the higher denomination. And the mnemonic is called Dovev Ches. Dalet Vav Beis Beis Ches. What is that referring to? The denominations of the coins in the time of Chazal were the major ones. There are smaller ones which we don't deal with in our Gemara, but the major ones, we start off with a Sela. Sela had in it four dinrim. That four, that's the dalid of the doivev ches. Each dinner had in it six mo'o. That's the vov of the doivev ches. Each mo'o had two punjoinim. That was the beis of the doivev ches. Each punjoin had two isrim, and that's the final beis of the doivev. Isr was the smallest silver matbeya. The silver matbeya in turn was equal to eight prutois. Prutois were made out of nechoshes, out of copper. And that's why you find often in Rashi and in Chazal, they refer to the prutas being echad mishmoina bi iser ho italki. It's 1/8 of a dinner, of a, an iser. And that's why we have dovev ches. Dalit four dinrim, six mo'o, beis punjoinim, beis iserim, eight prutas. Fine. So now, let's go and see how that works out. You're talking about an iser compared to a sela. So let's do the multiplication. Since a sela has in it four dinrim, six mo'o, four times six is 24. Each mo'o has two punjoinim, 2 times 24 is 48. Punjoin has in it two isrim, 2 times 48 is 96. So there are 96 isrim altogether in a sela. Here, Remeir says we're talking about four of those isrim, which means 4/96. 4/96 is the same as 1/24. And that equals the same shear as isr ledinner. Because since there are four dinrim in every single sela, so if you're talking about one isr of a dinner, that's again 1/24. Because you start off not saying 4 times 6 plus 2 times 2 times 2. All you have to do is 6 times 2 times 2. Because in every dinner we have six ma'a. Every ma'a has two punjoinim. Every punjoin has two isrim. So 6 times 2 times 2 is 24. And that's what Reb Meir says, it's 1/24. So apparently there must have been fluctuations from time to time in the sizes or the going rate. Because each time, each one of these mandi amrim really repeats himself twice. It's four isr to a sela, which is 1/24. And that's the same thing as an isr ledinner, which is also 1/24. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, arba punjoinois, punjoin the dinner. Rabbi Yehuda's shear is exactly double. How does he get exactly double? Because instead of talking about four isrim to a sela, we're going to talk about four punjoinim. Now, how many punjoinim are there in a seller, since we started off again with Dalid Vav Beis and Beis, now we're not talking about the Isser to drop that final Beis. We only have the Dalid Vav Beis. Dalid times Vav is 24. 24 times Beis is 48. And here we're talking about 4 punjoinis. 4 over 48 is 1/12. So therefore, the shear according to Rabbi Yehuda is not a shear of 1/24. It's a shear of 1/12. And that adds up again to a punjoin le dinner. Again, because we're not starting off with the seller, we're starting off with the dinner. Dinner has in it 6 ma'a. Every ma'a has 2 punjoinim. It's 6 times 2 is 12. So it's 1 punjoin is 1/12 of a dinner. Reb Shimon again doubles the shear, and he says, Shmoine punjoinis, shnei punjoinim le dinner. 8 punjoinis. Again, how many punjoinis do we have all together in a seller? We have 48. Because you start off Dalid, 4 dinarim in a seller. Every dinner has 6 ma'a, is 4 times 6 is 24. Every ma'a has 2 punjoinim, 2 times 24 is 48. And here we're talking about 8 out of those 48, 8 on top of 48, of course, is 1/6. And that's the same thing as shtei punjoinim le dinner. Because since each dinner has in it 6 ma'a, and every ma'a has in it 2 punjoinim, 6 times 2 is 12, 2 over 12 is 1/6. So bottom line is, we have 1/24th. 1/24th, of course, is almost 1/25th, which means like 4%. Rabbi Yehuda says it's double that, it's around 8%. And Rabbi Shimon says it's around 16%.
So how do you get to, if we don't have a Masura, so how do you get down to, you know, realistically speaking, when you have a situation as to what is considered a Noah, if you have different opinions?
Well, this is not the first time in Shas that we've had a difference of opinion.
This is something that,
so then, that's why later generations we were fortunate to have the Rambam, and we were fortunate to have the Riv and the Rosh, which are the basic Amudim of Halacha, which were afterwards codified in the Rambam, and then, of course, in Shulchan Aruch, we have the Mechaber and Ramah. We should not paskin from our Gemara's Rabbi Kohen. Met Shem, if and when you have these issues, we check out the Shulchan Aruch and see what it says. From the Ayin Mishpat, it would appear to be, from the top of the Yomar, that the Halacha is 1/6, but of course you can't paskin from that. You've got to look inside.
Now too, so it's a question, who do you follow?
Every generation, you have different opinions. You have to go and choose for yourself a competent Rav and
the
follow
same
his
thing.
Truck.
The competent Rav is going to choose one of the...
Well, let's talk about those types of issues a little later. But getting back to our Mishnah now, we have these three opinions. And the Gemara is going to ask, how come by merchandise we only have one opinion, and that's a shtus? And why, when it comes to this seller, all of a sudden we have three different opinions? So stay tuned, the Gemara is going to ask that kasha shortly. Now, you remember when we talked about the merchandise, we asked the same question, ad masai muta lahachsir. How long does a person have to go and change his mind and say, I have been cheated, I have been overcharged, until when is the window of opportunity to go and complain? And we said in the earlier Mishnayos and in the earlier Gemara, Achiyara letagor oy lekroivai. Our Mishnah tells us a little bit differently. We're now talking about matbeis, and we're saying ad mosay mutal hachzir bikrachim. If you live in a large town, a large city, where you have bankers and money changers, at kdei shiyara leshulchani, then there must be a shulchani on every other corner. Go to him, show him these matbeis, ask him to weigh it, ask him to analyze it, and let him tell us exactly how much it is missing from the normal weight, etc. Bekfarim, however, if you live in the kleine shtetlach, where you don't have frequent shulchanis, in fact, you don't have any shulchani, what do? You wait out Arav Shabbos, wait until Erev Shabbos. Why Erev Shabbos? Because Erev Shabbos, everybody goes to the market to go and buy things. Lekuvit Shabbos. If you're going to go and give these matbeis to the storekeepers who are selling the fish and the flesh and the kugel and the cholent and the flowers and everything else, you'll see very, very quickly which matbeis they will accept and which matbeis they're going to reject. They're going to be the amateurish, unofficial shulchanis or experts in town. So that would be, if you are cheated on Monday, make sure on Erev Shabbos to check out your matbeis, and if you're not happy with it, call up immediately and say, Mista, take back this matbeya, it's not a good matbeya. And the Mishnah continues, Im hoya makira, if however the person who gave the matbeya, now we're not talking about the person who was cheated, but the person who gave that matbeya, if he recognizes that matbeya, because by the fact that this matbeya has been worn out at the edges in the front and the back, So it's very possible he'll recognize and say, yeah, yeah, that matbe used to belong to me. I remember the nose of the president came off. He was a little too nosy, and it kind of wore off very quickly, etc. Even 12 months later, he should go and take it back from the person who he cheated by giving this worn off, worn out matbe. The Gemara is going to ask, didn't we just say that the shiur is bekforim ad erev Shabbos, bekrachim, by shulchani? Where do you get this 12 months from? And the Gemara is going to say, Yemi Hashem, we're talking about a chosid, a person who is extremely righteous, and he knows that he could have said, by erev Shabbos, that's it, the window of opportunity is closed, but nevertheless, he is willing to go with Nimishur Sadin up to 12 months, or even la'achash nimas ha'chodesh, presumably even forever, he would be willing to go and accept it. The only olav ela terumas, and all the person can have is a complaint. The Mishnah on the surface is a little bit difficult, because if you're talking about a chosid that in fact is paying him back even a year later, what complaint can you have? If anything, you should go over to the guy and embrace him and kiss him and say, give him shishi, exactly, even during the week. That, what a wonderful guy this person is. So what is this Ein Leilav Terumas? The Gemara is going to address this in Mi'at Hashem as well on the Amud Beis. Finally, the Mishnah says, V'noisna l'maser shayni, you can use this worn off, worn out coin for maser shayni to machal the maser shayni onto this coin and take it to Yerushalayim. V'ayna choshesh, and you don't have to be noivis. She'ayna ele nefesh ra, a person who is not going to be willing to accept this worn off coin, he's not a nice guy. He's not chas v'shalom Russia, but he's a kind of a difficult character by not being willing to go and take these coins. Right, the Gemara is going to say in the Amud Beis, but obviously it's talking about a case where these coins are acceptable currency, and just this guy says, no, 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 I'm not taking this coin. But others do. A person who is such a, I'm not going to do it, I'm not going to take it, he's just a nefesh ra, because the average person would, and this person unfortunately has such a bad spirit about him. Anyway, break the Gemara. The Gemara initially asks a stira between our Mishnah and a Braisa. The Braisa says the following, there are many. And this Braisa, although the Gemara doesn't quote it now, we're going to quote it in another 10, 15 lines, where the Braisa continues almost word for word like we have in our Mishnah. In fact, if you want to skip ahead to about 10 lines, you'll see in the towards the end of the line it says Gufa at Kamate Yasela Chaseira Viheboyano. It's about 10 lines later than we are in the Gemara. We are just quoting word for word what we've said so far. And then you'll see again the three Mandiyomer, Mameir Oymar, Boys, Dinner, Abhuda Oymer, Dal Pinyoinis, Rib Shimon Oymish, Mayna Pinyoinis, word for word just like our Mishnah. The only difference between our Mishnah and the Braisa is that our Mishnah began Kamate Yasela Chaseira. These three shiurim, apparently, that's the maximum shiur where there is no oino yet. If you add just a drop higher, drop more, then there's a din of oino. Yet in that braisa, it says, ad kamate yasela chaseira v'yir boi oino, that when the chsela is chosa, these three shiurim, then there is a din of oino. Sfeiti mora to chastira, make up your mind. Is it 1/12, 1/24th? 1/6, are these the shiurim of Oinoah, or are these shiurim right before you hit the Oinoah level? Amara Papa Leikashim. Tana Diodon Kachoshev Mimata Lemala, Tana Bro Kachoshev Milmala Lemata. What Rapapa essentially is saying is, both the Mishnah and the Braisa hold the exact same halach. However, they're coming to the final conclusion from a different direction. One is coming from the south, the other is coming from the north. One is coming from the lower matbeis and going up, the other is going from the higher matbeis and going down. And Rashi says you could also use the same type of phraseology that you find elsewhere, that one Misha is an ad v'ad b'chlal and the other is ad v'loy ad b'chlal. Even though our Misha doesn't use the term ad, but it's implicit, and the Braisa does begin ad kamatei asela. So what do both Braises, what does both the Mishnah and the Braisa really hold? So Rashi says both of them hold that the Shiurim in our Mishnah and the Braisa, those are the Shiurim of Oino'a. And therefore, if you have a Madveya, which is Oskariben Ugevecht, of how much of a 24th, a 12th, or a 6th, that is Oino'a. It says in the Mishnah, of Lo Yehi Bo Oino'a, what the Mishnah means to say is that we start from even smaller matbeis and smaller shiurim, and we say 1%, nah, that's not enough. 2%, nah, not enough. 3%, not enough. 4%, oh, now you get the 4%, now you hit enough. So therefore, when it says lehe b'ayinah, means that before we get to, it's ad v'loy ad b'chal, before we get to these matbeis, so the 24th, the 12th, and the 6th, it's not enough yet. But once you hit those numbers, it is enough. Well, the b'raisa goes the other way around. The b'raisa is starting off with, if it's 50%, that's for sure enough. And if it happens to be 30%, avad, 20%, sure. 16%, that's where the buck stops here. That's where you end the enough, because anything less than that, then it's no longer enough. Each one l'shita say. According to Reb Shimon, if it's less than 16 2/3%, less than a 6, not enough. But those shirim themselves are enough. So therefore, that's how the two are consistent with one another. Tana didan gachashmi matalamali, starting from the lesser, be lower than the shir of Einoah, and he's going and climbing higher and higher. Tana broka choshev, but the Tana of the Praisa, he's starting mamala higher and higher, and he's going downwards lemat. Fine. So we've end for that steer. Befreiti mar maishna besela de pligi maishna betalis de loy pligi. How come by sela we have this three-way machloikis, 1/24th, 1/12th, 1/6th, and by talis, and for that matter, regular merchandise, everybody agreed that the shir was a shtus, lechoyres a shver. Amar Rava Mantana Talis Reb Shimoni. Reb Rava says, Eina Chanami, the machloikis here and the machloikis there, or the halacha there, are exactly the same. And really, by Talis Itaka, all the three shiurim, Reb Meir, Mit Reb Yehud, and Reb Shimon. It's just that the Mishnah over there, like a stop Mishnah, Alibi Reb Shimon. Apparently, Rebbe felt that that's the halacha, therefore, that's a stop. Even though it's a stop, Yachkach machloikis, we don't pass him like the stop. But Lamasa, that's Reb Shimon speaking of the Shtus. But Eina Chanami, Reb Meir Taka argues, and Reb Yehuda argues, etc. Abai Omar, Abai says, no. Talis ad Shtus Mochel Inish. Talis is different in the basic concept than Sloim, than Matbeis. By a Talis, a person is Mochel more freely ad Shtus until 16 2/3%, till a 6th. Why? The Amrinchi, because there's a famous expression. Oshik legabech, the shovi likreisech. Rashi says that the word oshik means to pay extra, to pay more than the real price. Legabech, if you're talking about something which is going to clothe you. You want to buy an article of clothing, be willing to go and pay more than the standard price. The shovi likreisech. However, if you're talking about buying food, don't overpay for food. Pay for food the normal amount. Don't go and stretch your budget to go and pay more than the normal amount. And therefore, what the Gemara is saying is, by talis, people are much more easygoing, and they're not going to scream, oh, you overcharge me, you overcharge me. No, a person is willing to go and live with an overcharge when it comes to talisim. When we say, of course, talis, we don't mean literally a talis like you wear in shul. We mean an article of clothing, particularly an overclothing like a cloak, like a coat, etc. A person wants to be warm. You're willing to pay a little bit more to get top quality to go and be warm. However, Sela, when you talk about money, kim lisagile leimachul. If this matbeya is a good matbeya, wonderful matayv manoy. But if this matbeya is deficient or inferior, I don't want inferior money. I want good money to be able to use in all of my financial transactions. When I go into the bank or when I go into the store, I don't want them to look at me krim and say, ah, this matbeya is missing 5%, 10%, 20%. So therefore, that's why Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda say that even a lesser shear of only 4% or 8%, that is 1/24th or 1/12th, that's already enough. Good. Kufa. We go back to the Braisa that we learned at the outset of today's Gemara. Ad kamatei asel chaser behei b'ayinah. Reb Meir oimer bo isris isr le dinner. Reb Yehuda oimer dud dal pinyonis punyon le dinner. Reb Shimon oimer shmoyin pinyonis shnei punyon le dinner, like we had in the Mishnah, like we spoke about before. Now the price continues on. Yeser al kain. If it's more than that, moichra b'shavya. Parsha pshat yeser al kain. We're going to have more discussion about this in the Gemara. Parsha pshat yeser al kain means if the matbeya has more silver content than the three shiurim, meaning that it's not rubbed off or rubbed out by these three percentages. Let's talk, for instance, Reb Shimon, which has the largest one. That's the shtus. Shtus is, let's say, 16%, 16 two-thirds percent. What happens if, in fact, this matbeah was only worn off by 15%, or 12%, or 10%, which, according to Reb Shimon, that's still good. There is no involved. In such case, Moichar B'Shavi, he can go and use that like a standard silver dollar, or silver shekel, or silver sella. Meaning that even though we know, and he knows, and everybody knows, that there is a little bit of worn-off nature on this coin, I look at the coin, I see it's worn out a little on the top and the bottom on the sides. However, if it's less than the shiurim of that Mishnah, Moich B'Shavi, he doesn't have to go and say to the person, give me back 95 cents. He's entitled to consider it like a full-fledged 100-cent dollar, 100-cent matbeah. How much has to be the pachas? How much has to be the pachas and you can still go and hold on to it? Now this part of the braisa is different than the previous part of the braisa. The previous part of the braisa is talking about a person who's using the funds in actual day-to-day transactions and buying and selling. Here we're talking about just holding on to these coins, like Rabbi Cohen said before, that he has part of his collector's items, he has an old dollar bill which still says gold certificate on it. So this person also wants to hold on to these matbeis. He's not interested in using them in transactions at this time. So at kamati poches, at what point can it be less than the full value? For here to show the kamen, you still got to hold on to it, and it's not as if you're holding on to an avla. The Gemara says elsewhere that when you have, for instance, a sefer Torah and a mugge or things of that nature, that you're over on a pasuk al tashkin be'olecha avla. Now they have any avla, anything which is wrong and incorrect and a fraud, if you will, in your home. So here too, if you're going to hold on to matbeis that have really been defaced and erased and rubbed off, at some point it becomes worth so little that if this is going to be used eventually by someone, chas v'shalom, he could go and defraud someone. So what is the maximum share that you're allowed to have a worn out seller and still be able to hold on to it? At kamati pachas v'yirishol kaima, if it's besela ad shekel. Now we didn't really talk about shekel until now. We skipped each time from a sella to a dinner. And the Gemara often leaves out shekel. The word shekel, of course, we find in the Torah. The Torah talks about giving a machtes shekel, the shekel hakodesh, esrim geira hashekel. What the Torah refers to as shekel in Chazal is usually referred to as a sella. And that's the normal term that the Gemara uses when it's talking about the largest silver denominated coin that was in the normal currency. Shekel was 50% of the seller. So the shekel in the times of Chazal is what we would call the machtzis shekel, because that was half of a seller. And therefore the Braisa tells us this: if you started off with a seller and it's gotten so rubbed out and worn out that it's worth now a shekel, which is 50%, you're still allowed to hold on to this matbeah. However, once it goes below that 50%, Osir, you're no longer allowed to hold on to a matbeah of this type.
Measured by weight?
Yes, all measured by weight.
Question?
Yes, Rabbi Cohen.
What do you do in the Pidna then? The silver dollar that you have today is not like a silver dollar that we used years ago.
Yeah.
I have my safe deposit box, 350 silver dollars.
Really?
That were used, you know, for going back. You know, I don't have the new ones that they have today.
Uh-huh.
But if you have to give a client five silver dollars, mm-hmm, equivalent to short amount.
Right.
So the silver dollars today are not actually the silver dollars.
So
you don't give them five shkolim. It's not the five shkolim.
I gave them five silver eagles. I asked. They said the eagles are American Eagle silver coins. Are a full ounce of silver. And it's kosher for a pidyon haben because it's full, it's 99.99% silver, pure silver, and they cost more than at the time. I mean, but they're more than a dollar, but they're pure silver. They're minted in pure silver, and they're intact and not gevetched and.
With the five silver dollars today, if you take that, that's not equivalent to five silver dollars that people have been using all the time.
It's not currency; it's collectors. It's you go, you don't buy them. They don't come out of the bank. You have to go to a coin shop.
That's right.
I've been to Pinyin Ben's where the father of the child has given more than five silver dollars in the 6 or 7. Could be because of that reasons that you are bringing up now.
That you're not giving 5 silver dollars.
That's right. Maybe that's why he gave him 6 or 7. You can always give more. That's not a problem. But just you don't want to give less. Anyway, Rabbi Cohen, this sounds like a Kohanic type of item that you're asking about. Exactly. I suggest you ask the Kohanim and the Rabbanim about the Kohanim and what you have to do. But getting back to our Mishnah again. So it says, how much at Kamati Pach, the Yerushar, the Kaima, Besela, at Shekel, if it goes down up to 50%, you can hold on to the coin. If you're talking about that you start off with a dinner, Ad Roiva, until a quarter. Now the Gemara is going to ask shortly, this seems to be a contradiction. When by seller you're saying up to 50%, and you're talking about a dinner, you're saying up to 25%. In other words, it can go down even 75%. Why is a dinner more miyuchas than the seller? The Gemara will address this shortly.
It also has to do with proportions. So you think about it, it's a low a denominator, and numerator and denominator. So mm-hmm. percentage-wise of the base.
Mm-hmm.
Is proportion.
What's the person supposed to do with it? He has
the Gemara is going to ask that question as well. And the Gemara is going to say what you can do is you can go and make an ornament, you can go make a pendant out of it, boring a hole in and giving it to your children and having them wear it around their...
Puzzle's currency.
Right. Or, of course, you can go and melt it down and then, like Rabbi Cohen was telling us historically about people that melted down coins, and then you can go and give it to the mint and let them mint new coins. Anyway, but getting back again to our mint something else, go and make a silver cost from all of these coins. So getting back to our Gemara, but dinner at Roiva until Roiva, and the Gemara is going to address the fact that this seems to be inconsistent. Here we're talking about 50%, and here we're talking about 25%. Pachas Mikan, if it's less than that, an Isser is Osir. And once again, the Gemara is going to say, what do you mean Pachas Mikan, Isser is Osir? The Chor Pachas Mikan, Mashihu is Osir. We're saying, for instance, if a seller goes down to a shekel, then you can still hold on to it. What happens if it's no longer 50%, it's 49% or 48%? No good. So what he's saying is Pachas Mikan, another Isser. And again, the Gemara is going to address that shortly. Don't be nervous, we're going to address it all. And it continues right in the Braisa, Hari Zeloyim Karena, Loy Letagar, Veloy Lechayrim, Veloy Leharag, Harog, Neshmaram, and Boes Achayrim. What happens if a person wants to get rid of these coins? He figures, I'm not going to go and use them because I don't want to be a cheat, but these guys are the famous cheats anyway. Well, the Tagar hopefully is an honest guy. But Achayrim and Harog are both very negative terms. Achayrim says Rashi is Odom Anos. We've had Anosim in the past, people that force others to do things that they don't want to do, especially in financial transactions. Harog says Rashi is a Ritzeach. Chas v'shalom, a person who's a murderer. So if you're going to go and sell him these coins, and you're going to pat to yourself, oh, I don't have to worry about these coins anymore, I gave away to these guys, it's almost like a lefnei iver type of thing. Don't do it, because they are going to go and now fool others by giving them these ugevechta tzeribina coins, and they're not worth the full amount, and people will be fooled and buy these coins. Ella, what should we do? Asked Barry a moment ago. Yikavena, word Yikavena is from the Lashon Nekev, make a hole in it. V'yitlanim b'tzav v'noi, oy b'tzav b'itoi, make some beautiful amulets or pendants or necklaces out of it and let them hang from your children's necks. Good, so that was the end of the price, and now we're going to examine lots of the provision of the price. So, Omar.
But just curious, you give it to your son. His son's wearing a little pendant. It's unusual. Usually, men don't wear jewelry.
I've noticed on the subway sometimes that there are certain men that wear 12 earrings in one ear, and the other ear doesn't seem to have any whatsoever. So you see that there are different times and different minhugim when it comes to men wearing jewelry. Anyway, Omar. Besela ad shekel. The dinner ad roiva. For example, a maishna besela ad shekel, which is 50%. A maishna bedinner ad roiva, which is 25%. Omer rabbi, my roiva tiktoni nami roiva shekel. In fact, this roiva doesn't mean a quarter of a dinner. It means a quarter of a shekel. Now remember that since a sella has two shkolim, and since a sella has four dinrim, as by definition, one shekel has in it two dinrim. Sella, the shekel is smack in the middle between the larger sellout coin and the smaller dinner coin. In our currency today, you can go and say the sella is the equivalent of, let's say, a dollar. The shekel is like a 50-cent piece. And then each one of the dinrim will be a quarter, because they're four dinrim to the dollar. Or four dinrim to the sella. So therefore, Zukti Yimoriyat, my Roiva Diktoni, when we're saying that the dinner until it goes down to Roiva means Roiva Shekel. Roiva Shekel means a quarter of a shekel. Uh-huh. Okay, so how much is a quarter of a shekel? Since we said that a dinar is the equivalent of, let's say, a quarter, let's say 25 cents. So we thought until now we're talking about a quarter of that dinar. A quarter of 25 cents would be 6 1/4 cents. No. We're really talking about a half of the dinar. What's the half of the dinar? That's a quarter of a shekel. Because a shekel, we said, is a 50 cent piece. So a quarter of 50 cents is roughly 12 and a half. Ah, so if the dinar goes from 25 to 12 and a half, 50%, oh, so it's exactly the same shear that we were speaking about until now. 50% of the seller gets you down to a shekel, and a quarter of a shekel gets you to half a dinar. Omer Rava, Rava says, don't think that we're just draining you a cup and we're giving a doichik pshat. This is the real pshat. Deken nami dekatoni. It says, roiva, v'loi ketoni, revia. If we were talking about a quarter as a fraction, it should go and say that the dinner went down to a quarter. Why does it use the expression ad roiva? Shmamino, it comes to tell you, roiva means a roiva shekel, which apparently itself was a coin or was a currency or a denomination that was in use in the time of Chazal. And therefore, what the Bryce is saying is, just like the Bryce referred to a seller going down to a shekel, it's referring to a dinner going down to a roiva. Roiva being a coin by the name of roiva, which was worth a roiva ha-shekel. But the obvious question is, who cares that it's a roiva ha-shekel? Since we're talking about a dinner, why don't we just go and say, ad chutzi dinner? Wouldn't that be much more logical? Like we're saying a sella until a shekel, which is 50%. From a dinner until a chutzi dinner is 50%. Zokti Yomara, lomli lemisnai le dinner b'shekel. It's come to tell you that you can get a dinner when you started off from a shekel. What does it mean you can go to a dinner when you start off from a shekel? The Gemara is saying is that just like if you start off from a sella and it goes down 50%, you can still maintain it like the Braisa said. How much can it be worn out and you're still allowed to hold on to it and put it into your coin collection till 50%. So just like we spoke about Siloim, the same thing applies to a dinner, and we're saying that, and the same thing also applies to a shekel. What happens if you started off with a shekel and the shekel got oskerim, that it got worn out, then you can go and keep it until you reach a dinner, because that's also 50% of the shekel. So therefore, in each case, seller goes down to a shekel, shekel goes down to a dinner, dinner goes down to a chutzi dinner, which the Gemara calls a roiva ha-shekel. Mesayle, Rabami, Rabami, dinner habami shekel, mutter l'kayma. If you started off with a shekel, and it's gone down 50% to a dinner, no problem. Just like when you start off with a seller, it goes down to a shekel, you can keep it. Start with a shekel, you can keep it until a dinner. However, dinner habami seller, also the kind of, that already you're not allowed to keep. If you started off with a sella being, in our case, the silver dollar, you've gone all the way down to the 25% down to a dinner, that you're not allowed to be mekayim. Why can't you be mekayim it? Because since Chazal tell us in the Braisa that if it goes down to 50%, you can still use it. Now, what are you going to use it for when it's down at 50%? You can't use it for a sella anymore. Anything greater than shir oino, you can no longer use as the matbeya of its original denomination, its original currency. So therefore, now that it's down 50%, you can use it as a shekel. So I won't use my sella as a sella, I can use it as a shekel. Fine. People will see the coin, they'll see that it's rubbed out, worn off, and they'll realize, as long as it's 50 cents, I'll use it for 50 cents. So I won't use it as silver dollar, I'll have a 50 cent piece. However, if it goes all the way down to 25 cents, down to dinner, people may not realize that in fact it has declined so much in weight and in value. And they'll say, of course I see that this is a worn out coin, but presumably this is now a 50 cent piece and not a 100 cent piece. Presumably it's now a shekel, no longer a seller, without them realizing that it's even less than a shekel. It's gone all the way down to a dinner. No. So a dinner b'mi shekel 50%, that works. Dinner that comes from originally a seller, that doesn't work, because people will be fooled and will think that, in fact, this worn-out seller is still worth a shekel, and not that it has declined so dramatically and so drastically all the way down to a dinner.
When are you allowed to retain it when it's below?
Up to 50%.
Up to 50. But there you will be fooled, won't you? I mean, if you say if it were more than that amount, you'd be more aware to see that it's really nothing there.
A person sees that this cell original silver dollar has been worn out considerably.
Yeah.
So it looks like it's about half of what it was in size and in weight to what it was originally. So he'll use it for a shekel. However, if it's declined further, down to a dinar, people will still think, oh, it was originally a seller. Well, it's probably a shekel, probably 50% dirham. I don't have a scale here. I'm not such a big maven, I'm not a shulchani, but it feels like it's probably still a shekel. When it's really all the way down to a dinar, that you're not allowed to retain because of the possibility that people will be cheated even by accident, because people don't realize. If you look at the Rashi, let's start the third of the wide lines all the way down below. Third of the wide lines. Lama leila mislaya, the beginning of the line, le dinner b'shekel. Lema b'dinner ad chatzizuz. Why didn't the Braisa say, instead of ad roi v'hashekel, dinner is ad chatzizuz, which means chatzi dinner? So, t'imoy milta agav orcha kamashulan, to'osi mishekel. And piches ha-shekel ad chatzir v'nas the dinner, if it's gone down 50% from the shekel coin to a dinner size, that's not a problem. Dinner abomi sella also the kaimoy. I'm not cheating anybody. I'm going to use this coin which has declined 75%. I'm going to use it as a quarter. That's not a problem. No, you're not allowed to do that. The mitoichshu bami matveya of urachava. Since it came originally, its origins were a real fat, heavy, wide matveya. People make a mistake and they won't assume that it's down to a dinner. They'll think it's down to a shekel. It's good, Brother Shai.
Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome. You see, I didn't make any chedushim, just repeating the Rashi. Getting back to our Gemara now. So the Braisa continued right after this, the dinner ad roiva pochas mikan iser osir. Freiti mora maik omar. What does this Braisa mean? So Rashi immediately points out that the Braisa certainly doesn't mean that if it's gone down, for instance, from a sellah to a shekel 50%, Rishoy Lekaima. But if it's lost another Isser in value, then it's also Lekaima. That cannot be the Pshat, because Lekhar, even just a Mashu below the 50% mark is already also Lekaima, because the Heter is only a shekel. So once 50% is okay, but 49 is no good. So what are you telling me? Pachs may cut another Isser. So Tos Kondisa. So Omer Abai Hochi Kama. Pachs a sellah, Yois Mikdeo no. Isser. Osir. The Gemara gives a similar teret, which the Gemara is also going to reject in a moment. And the Gemara is saying is, going back to the three different shitois of our Mishnah, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, and Reb Shimon, whether you're talking about a 1/24th, a 1/12th, or 1/6th, if it was more than any of these shiurim, by the shear of an iser, osir, then you're not allowed to use it, you're over on Hilchois Oinah.
Repeat that, expand that last sentence. More than any of these shiurim?
Yes, what means, what are these shiurim?
125.
No. More by an iser. So hold on. So
I'm not running anywhere.
Just repeat that last thought.
You have three shiurim in our Mishnah. Right. Ramayi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon. When does it hit the iser of Oino? If the coin has gone down in value by 1/24th, by 1/12th, or 1/6th. At this point, there's Oino, iser Oino.
Right.
So what the Gemara is trying to say at this point is, what happens if it's declined even further by an additional iser? No good. I know. Bad. Don't use it.
Even at that margin, there's a tolerance of less of
an additional iser.
Minus mashu. Once it's a full iser beyond those limits, then it triggers full ona.
Exactly. Freit the Gemara, Omali Rava. I disagree. The purpose of giving the three shiurim of our Mishnah is tell us that's the maximum. And in fact, based on what the Gemara said before, once you hit these three shiurim themselves, it's already oinah. Remember the Gemara said, ad v'ad b'chlal, ad v'loy ad b'chlal, that both our Mishnah and the Braisa both agree that when you hit these shiurim, if there is a loss of 1/24th, 1/12th, or 1/6th, it's already osir. So what is this additional iser? A mashu. It's not even the mashu. These numbers themselves are already awesome. Elom Rava, Rava says, you're absolutely right, and therefore the Braisa means the following. Pachsa sella iser ledinner osur ustama kerameir. What this Braisa is telling us in a very subtle way is that we have the three-way machloikis. How do we paskin among the three? We're going to paskin like Reb Meir. Now, what did Reb Meir say the shear is in our Mishnah? If you just look back at the Mishnah for a short moment on the Amud Beis, Reb Meir oima arba isrois isr le dinner, isr being 1/24th of a dinner. Once you hit that shear, it's oinot. Does zok de braisa pachas mikan? If you started off with a dinner and it is declined by the shear of an isar, osur, it's osur mishum oinah. But it's only Reb Meir that holds that way. It's not Reb Yehuda, not Reb Shimon. Oh, that's what the Braisa is telling us is. Amarava. Gesundheit. Pachs the seller. If the seller went down in value and in weight, the equivalent of isra le dinner, or like the Mishnah said, arbe isrois le seller, if it went down 1/24th, then osur, you're not allowed to use it. Aye, there's a three-way machloikis. You're right. Ustama and the price is paskening. Stam like Reb Meir, that's the shear of oinah. Is good, Barry? Are you tefreden now?
It wasn't a stomach, it was a three-way machlokas. The language stomach sort of surprises me.
The three-way machlokas is for sure, that's the beginning of the price. But after you've gone through the three and you think to yourself, like Rabbi Cohen was asking before, well, how are we going to paskin? What are we going to do? I don't have a Rambam at the times of Chazal. I don't even have a Shulchan Aruch. So what am I going to do? So the price says, I'll tell you. I don't want to offend either Reb Yehuda or Reb Shimon, but I'm going to tell you at the end of the Braisa that the shear of Oinah is Pachas Mikan, if you started off with your seller and it has declined the equivalent of an Issur Ledinner, which is 1/24, Asur. Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda disagree. They talk and disagree, but the Stam Braisa, this final line of this Braisa, we didn't finish the Braisa totally, but this part of the Braisa, which says very definitively, is also because the Braisa wants to tell you of the three-way machloikas that I quoted before, halacha is like Reb Meir.
So my money we pass can know she Reb Meir and by Talis and other metaltim we pass.
This is just the Gemara. What the halacha lemaisa? You got
to
look.
It comes to the Gemara. Where the Gemara is deliberating now. Mm-hmm. We're holding like Reb Meir when it comes to money with coinage, and like Reb Shimon when it comes to metaltim.
Exactly right. What's the reason? Why not all metaltim? The Gemara said before lagabe. Clothing, for instance, the reason why by clothing is because a person is willing to overpay because people need clothing to warm themselves, and therefore it's more important to pay a little bit more rather than paying a little bit less. But when you're talking about saloim and matpeis, as soon as they get defaced, even to a small degree, people already don't want to use it anymore. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, Tanan Hossam. Now we're going to bring a Mishnah in Mesechtes Kelim. And the Mishnah says in Mesechtes Kelim, Sela Shenifsela, what happens if you have a seller that got worn out, or it could also be nifsala in terms of that the government no longer wants to use the seller, and they said, this is the old president, we don't want to have the old figure and picture of the old guys, we're going to go talk about only those people that are going to make America great again. So the old seller is now nifsal. And what are we going to do with it now? Biskina, now he went and fashioned it, sheishoykulbo mishkolois. Oh! I could use it as a weight. I'm not going to use it as a matbeya for transactions. I'll use it as a weight when I'm weighing the vegetables and the meat, etc., on the scale. What's aloha? It's tmeya. Now, when Mesechtes Kelim uses the word tmeya, it doesn't mean that it's automatically tamei. To become tamei, it's got to go and touch an avela, to asheretz, to be an oil mes, any one of the various tumas. What the Gemara means, what the Mishnah means, it says it's susceptible. It can be makabel tuma. Why? Because since you have now designated this seller to no longer be currency, but now to be a kli, once you designate something to be a kli, it's mekabel tumah. So the word tmei means it has the possibility of being mekabel tumah. At kama tipachas v'yirishoy lekaima, how far can this seller shenifsala, how far can it go down in value and in weight, and you're still able to hold on to the coin? Lesela shnei dinrim. If you started off with a seller, you can go down 2 dinrim, which makes a lot of sense, and that's consistent with what we had before, because 2 dinrim is 50% of a seller. Each dinar is...
You're only using it as a weight now. You're not talking about keeping it as currency.
Yes, true. But the same concern that we had before, we have now. That what the concern earlier was that someone might come, even unconsciously, go and chas v'shalom cheat somebody else by using this coin, thinking that this coin is now 50%, and therefore it's the equivalent of a shekel or 2 dinrim. If it goes below that, said the Gemara, don't use it below that because someone thinks it's still worth at least 50%, when really it's only worth 25%, or 30%, or 35%. So that was cheating in the form of currency. Here, this could be used to cheat in the form of weights. Eifas tzedek, hin tzedek, yelechem. Everything has to be with sterling integrity. So therefore, if you're going to have a weight which is not going to be a correct weight, then Chas V'Shalom, you're cheating somebody. So therefore, if you started off with a seller and it's down to a shekel in weight, you can continue using it as a shekel. However, pachas mikan, if it's really worth less than that, and you see that on the other side of the scale, people will say, ah, that used to be a seller. I can tell by the thickness. I can see by the width, the circumference, the diameter, radius. I can tell that this was at one time a beautiful, beautiful seller. Obviously, over time, it's gotten worn out. However, people are assuming that it's only worn out 50%. When it's really worn out 75% or whatever, it's pachas mikan. Don't use it anymore. What should you do with it? You have the braid of yarkuts. Yarkuts means, says Rashi, you can go and cut it into pieces. Go and just cut it down the middle, make two separate pieces so people see clearly that this is no longer a valid weight or a valid coin, etc.
When it's 75% of its value.
Oh, that's what the Gemara is going to talk about now. Pachas mikan is yarkuts. What about this? Yes, or al kain mai. Women's, I'm sorry?
Using these, I thought we just said it would be possible for a mayor.
That's the guy. So if you remember, when we learned the Braisa also started off with a three-way machloikas at Kamate Yasele Chaseh Be'ebayanah, 1/24th, 1/12th, and 1/6th. And then the Braisa continued at Kamate Fachas Ve'irishoy Lekaima. We're not talking about using as currency a transaction. Person wants to hold on to this Madvei in his coin collection. At what point can you continue to hold this in your collection and not be over on an iser of having an avla or a potential avla in your home? Says the Braisa, until 50%. So now Brother Shai is asking, before we gave the three shiurim of 1/24, 1/12, and 1/6, and now we're talking about 50%, how do the two work in tandem? And the answer is because a person is not intending to use this coin in day-to-day currency. You're not allowed to. It's a question of why not. The question is, are you allowed to even retain a coin like this because in
future...
And you're safe at Baza Box, or you're safe at home, under your mattress, wherever you go and keep your coins. Some people in Eretz Yisrael keep it in their freezers, but the Arabs know that, unfortunately, they steal from the freezers. But the point is that what's the shear that you're allowed to hold it at home and not worry about that in the future someone accidentally is going to use this to cheat or deceive somebody else because they think it's worth 50%, it's really only worth 25%, etc. So that's what the Gemara is addressing at this point, not to use in day-to-day currency. That's the shear 1/12th, 1/24th, 1/6th. Here we're talking about just to show the kaima to hold it at home. So, in that Mishnah we said, the Gabi the seller shenivsula at kamati fachas v'hirishoy lekaima the seller shneidim, if it's gone down 50%, you can hold on to it. Fachas mikan, if it's less than that, meaning it's already less than 50%, it's only 49, 48, 45, yarkuts, then you have to cut it in half and destroy it. Yes, okay, my one amitz, if it's more than the 50%, in other words, it's 60 or 70%. What about that? My umrafuna, pachas mikan yarkuts. Yes, okay, yarkuts. There too, you should go and yarkuts and cut it. Why? Because just like when it goes down to, let's say, 40%, people will think that this has the value of 50%, and people will be deceived and potentially cheated. If it's 60 or 70%, people think it still has its weight like that of a full fledged seller, because it hasn't gone down 50, it's 75, it's 80, so maybe it's still enough, you can use it as a seller, so I have the same problem. So there too, you should go and cut it. So both pachas mikan, yesel kan, yokets, you should go and cut it down to size. You cut it in half, Rashi says. Rabbi Ami Omar, pachas mikan, yokets, that I agree with. If it's less than 50% of Adi, you have to go and destroy it, you cut it. Yes, okay, however, if it's more than 50%, yikayim. What's the difference between lower and more? So if you look at the last Rashi, all the way on the bottom, yokuts, yichat chena lishnaim, cut it in half, to osi lafuke b'shekel, because if it's less than 50%, it's down to 40%. People will confuse it for a shekel. Yes, okay, yikayim, why can you yikayim? To the gabi sela, minkira pechisasa, from 100 down to 50, anywhere in between, like at 80 or 70 or 60, people recognize the fact that it has gone down from its original seller value, and you don't have to worry that people will confuse it with a seller and say, yeah, I could still use it for a seller. But once it goes below the 50%, and now people are thinking, it's still the value of a shekel, because since it has depreciated so much, or it's gone down, decreased so much, people don't realize that it's even below 50. People think it's at the 51, 50% yard line. So therefore, people make a mistake. So more than 50, you can keep it. Don't worry, people are not going to make mistakes. Less than 50, people will make mistakes. Okay, amachlokes. And the one is going to ask now, Akash and Rafuna, that said that even yeser al kain, even more than 50% yokas, you have to go and cut it. Meisver. Yeser al kain, moichra b'shavya. Back in the braisa that we were quoting on the Amud Aleph, we said yes, okay, you can still use it b'shavya, you can still use it at its value. What do you mean you use it at its value? You just said now that Yakutz, you have to go and destroy it. What is this yes, okay, moichra b'shavya? Look at the top Rashi. Le'el k'toni lo gabisela shepichsa moichra b'shavya lefi demeha. You have to go and sell it according to its real value. If it's gone down, ichmais to 90%, use it for 90 cents. V'loy b'yofa, not for 100 cents. But al mutal chayim, but the ma'isa, you are allowed to go and hold on to it. How does Rav Huna say that you have to go and take this coin and you have to go and cut it down the middle because you might get deceived and cheated and fooled? The Braisa says yes or al kain, that if it's more, the value of this matbeya is still more than 50%. At 60 or 70 or 80. Moicha b'shavya, you can continue using it, not b'yofa, but can use a b'shavya according to its real value now with the diminished weight that it has currently. My lav shepachsa yoyse mechdei oino osa. Are we talking about a case where the pchas, the depreciation, the diminution in value has gone even more than kdei oino? In other words, even more than a 24th, a 12th, or a 6th. It's, for instance, 25% down in value, which is even more than a sixth. Six is only 16 and 2/3. This is 25%. Aren't we talking about a case of pachsa yoishmech deyayinasa? And nevertheless, the Braisa says you can hold on to it and you can use it. You can't use it to tredus yafa, but you can use it b'shavya. So according to Rav Huna, since it's yeser al kain, it's more than the 50%, let's say 75%, yokets, you gotta go and cut it. We see from the Bryce and Nishtazai that you're allowed to hold on to it and you can go and use it. Yeser al kain, moichra b'shavya, not b'yofa, but b'shavya. Everything more loy. Is what you're talking about? Yes, no, my life shabbos, yes, we're there, nasa. Loy. Yesera. The akati loy pachs b'chdei oino asa. Then, moichra b'shavya. That the Braisa says, that yeser al kain is talking about that it has retained so much value that it is more than the value of this coin is more than the 1/24th, 1/12th, 1/6th. Meaning, let's take the case of the 4% of Remeir. Braisa paskin stam like Remeir, 4%. What happens if the amount of diminution is only 2%? Or 3%. And that's what he means, yeser al kain. It's more than the shear that would cause it to be an oino'a coin, because it has not diminished in value or diminished in weight to the extent of the 4%, the 8%, the 16%. It's only diminution of value up to 2% or 3%, or according to Reb Shimon, up to 15%, not 16 and 2/3. So therefore it's greater. Oh, then Moichra B'Shavya, you can continue using this coin because you're not cheating anybody. Don't use it as a Yafa, use it B'Shavya. However, Rav Huna is not talking about a case like that. Rav Huna is talking about a case where the diminution is so great that it's more than a chtei ainah. L'moshel, that this 100-cent sela has gone down to 75 cents. 75 cents is already more than the greatest shear of ainah of Rav Shimon of 16 2/3%. In such a case, you can't use it anymore. Just go and destroy it. Fekdimor meisrei. Ad kamati fachati rishoy lekaimo. How much can it go down in value and you're allowed to hold on to it? The seller at shekel. If you start over the seller, it goes down to a shekel, you can hold on to it even though it's gone down 50%. Now, Frank Timur, how did it go from 100% down to 50%? These things don't usually happen with a snap of a finger. My love, the pochis, parta, parta. Aren't we talking about that he holds this coin, he's been using it now for the last 20 years? Each year it keeps on going down 2% and 3% and 5%, and now we're finally at the 50% level, and the Braisa says, as long as it's 50%, you can hold on to it. Less than 50%, get out. Cut it. Make it into a pendant. Do what you have to. Afraid tomorrow, but to get from 100 down to 50, it must have gone through the 90 and the 80 and the 70 levels. As soon as we hit one of those levels, according to Rav Huna, you should go and cut it. How did we ever get to the 50%? Already 3 years ago, when it got to 75%, I should already have destroyed it then. It's talking about that somehow this coin fell into a fire. before the fire was worth 100 cents. When the fire was finally extinguished, it was down to 50%. But Ein HaChanami, if it would have been anywhere in between, according to the Shiurim, Rav Huna would say, you got to destroy it and you have to cut it in half. Amamat. So we said before, what do you do with this type of matveya? Yikavena, make a hole in it. V'yitlana b'tzav v'noy b'tzav v'pitoy, make from it a necklace or a pendant. Or a mini. If you have such a coin which has gone down in value, what should you not do with it? Lo yasena mishkal ben mishkaloysev, don't use it for a weight. Lo yizrakena ben grutoysev, don't throw it among his grutois. Grutois, says Rashi, means shivrei kli kesef. That means broken pieces of silver. Don't throw it among the broken silver. Velo yikaven, and don't make a hole. V'yitlena, and make a pendant out of it. B'tzav b'nei b'tzav b'tay. Don't do that. Ella, or yishchoik, he should go and grind it up. A yitoich, he should melt it down. A yokot, he should cut it. Yoch liyam melach. So don't we have a stira over here? Can you make a pendant or can you not make a pendant? Here it says yikaven, it says lo yikaven, and make up your mind. Amr bluzer v'yamri l'ravuna, amr bluzer v'yamri l'ravuna, amr bluzer. Leikash, it can be emtza, kan min atzad. It depends where you make the hole. If you make the hole smack down in the middle, that's okay, that's not a problem. If you're going to make the hole towards the top of it, so that the pendant is going to be hanging down very nicely and prettily, you're having the pendant held by the necklace through that hole at the top of the coin. What somebody might do is afterwards take out the nice silver chain or gold chain that's holding up the coin, and they're going to continue to rub out the top of the coin and merge the rubbing out with that hole at the top. And the person's going to want to use this coin once again to go and possibly cheat or deceive people. Don't do that. So lo yikavena, don't make a hole at the edge, because that edge, if you go and now take some a silver file and file it down, you'll make a new coin, which is worth less. It'll be possibly an object of deception. However, if you make it smack in the middle, then I don't have to worry about it, because if you're going to go and rub out the coin further until the middle, of course there won't be any coin left.
If the coin has a figure on it,
yeah.
There's no shot of a pestle if you wear the right
hand. That's a separate, that's a, well, are you allowed to even hold this in your hand, Bechlal?
That's one thing, but if you wear it around your neck, it's something that, you know.
That's one of the reasons, perhaps, that the Democratic candidate didn't win, so we don't have to worry about having a female on the silver coins. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Gets done with things that are usher behind now, like a Avodah Zarah.
This is also Asher Ba'anah. You're not allowed to go and cheat somebody.
It doesn't say Asher Ba'anah. I mean, if it's Asher Ba'anah, then why can you, you talk with Yikos? If you're cutting it into pieces, you're not losing all enough.
Yeah, what it means to say is eliminate it from currency by any way, shape, or form possible. Destroy it, obliterate it, kill it, destroy it, bang it, cut it, throw it in the Yamalach, just get it out of currency so we don't have a problem of further fraud and deception. That's the maximum amount of time you wouldn't have opportunity to go and change your mind. When we came to sell, we're making this distinction between krachim and kvarim. By vitalis, we just simply said, go and show the tagla kroilai. We didn't say if he lives in a krach. We didn't say if he lives in a kvar. What's going on? Abaye says that the two Mishnayosin are consistent with one another, that the other Mishnah that says, Achiyar letaga lekroivai, by talesim, meaning by non-madbeyois, that's talking from a person who lives in a krach. But Einachanami, if a person would live in a kvar, we'd also say the same thing at Arvi Shebosais. So therefore there's really no distinction between our Mishnah and the other Mishnah, they're both consistent. Well, Rav Amar, no, there's a major difference. Tal is called Inish Kimle Begava. Everybody is a self-proclaimed expert when it comes to articles of clothing. And they can go and say, this is not worth it. You overpaid. You overcharged. It's a $100 coat and you paid $120. Ah, you're nuts. You really overpaid. You should go back. However, Salah, Kimdalav Kol Inish Kimle Begava, Elish Shilchani. For that, you already need an expert who has these expert scales and can weigh it and knows the difference between a za ounce and yen ounce. Hilkach Vekrachim, the Ike Shilchani, and Shiela Shilchani. Bekvarm the Leke Shilchani, and Arvish Shabasso is the Salkin Le Shuka. Therefore, it makes sense to make the distinction by money, the type of distinction that doesn't make so much sense when it comes to Tavis. Vimoy Makir, the Mishnah says, if the person who gave this inferior coin remembers that that coin is his, in other words, he recognizes it, he should go and change it.
But there's no simon on money.
There is a simon.
It's worn down. That's the whole point. It's not anonymous.
But that's a commonplace for currency is for it to get worn down.
The way it's worn down is the simish. The way it's worn down.
Slash, special slash.
Right. The scratch. There's a scratch on the cheek. There's a hole above the eye.
We're not talking about giving it back as an aveda. In fact, if this type of coin is lost in the street and someone comes by and says, well, there was a scratch in the nose and in the toes and in the ear and da da da, all of that is wonderful. That just shows that he's seen that matbe in the past and maybe he owned it in the past. But maybe he took that matbe and he gave it to somebody and he bought with it some bread or something. And now that bread owner, now he has that coin. The coin could easily go from Reuven to Shimon to Levi to Yehuda. So for purposes of Shavas Aveda, it would not be a good simon. In fact, if you remember, the Gemara said before, even a person writes his name on the dollar bill.
He could have given it away.
He could have given it away. It was worth, I'm sorry? He could have spent it. Exactly right. Here we're talking about, however, does he recognize the fact that this coin was the coin that he originally gave? And he looks at it and says, yeah, I know for sure that I own this. I remember that mark. Blah, blah, blah. What happens then?
He probably has to keep some record at home. If he had 80%, you got to say this is...
Okay, good. So if he recognizes this coin even a year later and even longer, then he can go and redeem it. In other words, say, okay, give it back to me and I'll give you back the merchandise, or I'll pay you the cheating, the oh, you know, part. What is this talking about? The shear is until you can go to the shulchan. So what is this shear about? We're talking about a person who really wants to be righteous, who wants to be a real erlechayid, and he doesn't want anybody to be cheated, even subconsciously, unconsciously. Therefore, he goes even beyond the shear of the shulchani or Av Shabbos.
Why did he give out the coin in the first place is the question.
He didn't, perhaps he didn't realize it, after all. He's wanted to do tshuva, but also, when a person, maybe he paid for it with 12 different coins, he took it out of his pocket, he put it on the table, yeah, no, he didn't look at each one under a microscope to see how much it was ugevetched, ugerim, how much it was worn out, he just handed it over. And then later on, that person used it on Friday, and nobody wanted to take the coin from him. And now he can't find the guy that gave him the coin. And then a year later, he meets him in the Smedish. Oh, you're the guy that gave me the coin. Which coin? Look at this coin. Oh, sure, I recognize it. I gave it to you a year ago. That coin is no good. Okay, I'll replace it for you. Midas Chassidus. Let's continue on right after that. Remember, when we learned the Bryce, it says that even 12 months later, and then Ainley Olav Ela Terubas. Lamai. Laman. Who could he possibly have a complaint against? In Lechosid, Lekabule, Lekabla Minei, Vele Terubas to Heavy Lay. Meaning that is the chosid the one that's having the complaint, that he, this very righteous individual, a year later is giving back this or taking back his bad, inferior, deficient coin, and the Mishnah says, don't have any complaints, or ainly elal of terumas, you only have a complaint, you don't have a legal action, you have a complaint. So for Eitzimara, if this chosid doesn't want to be such a chosid, he can go and simply say, Mister, we passed since your Erev Shabbos, it's already been 52 Arve Shabbos since then, it's a year later, I'm off the hook, I don't have to go and change it for you. And therefore, why are you being such a tzaddik, such a chosid, and taking back the coin a year later, but now you have a complaint, why did the guy bring it up and I had to go and give the coin? Don't give the coin, don't replace it, don't take it back, and don't have complaints, you know, what's going on? Let him not go and take back, back the bad, inferior, deficient coin, let him not have complaint. Rather, we must be talking about, presumably, the person who now got his coin replaced by this new coin, or got back his merchandise, by this fellow, by this person who's a chosid. So, oi bazoi, lebasid the kamlinei, teromis tevilei. He has complaint against him. He should love the guy. He should embrace him and hug him and say, shkoyach, I've been bothered having this bad coin now for a year and you're replacing it. A chosid should be kuna, a chosid should be Yisrael. It's tremendous. What complaint could he possibly have? Evni mahochi kama, we have to add a few words. Ha acher. What happens if the person is nishkachusit, and the mushal is a litvik, and therefore he's not willing to go and take it a year later? He doesn't have a legal cause of action against him. He only has a moral and ethical complaint. What did you do to me? You gave me this bad coin. Because Lamaisa, once the window of opportunity within the time of Shulchani, or until the time of Friday, it's passed already. Sorry, from this point on, the statute of limitations is passed. you no longer have a legal claim. You can only have a complaint in your heart. You feel bad that he gave you this bad coin. Finally, the Brice ends off a noisa lemas shiny, vein choshish ene el nefesh ra. Noisa means that he can use it in terms of being machal mas shiny from his tvua onto these coins, even though the coin happens to be a little bit rubbed off. Because ene el nefesh ra, somebody who doesn't accept it is just a bad guy. Amra papa. A person who refuses to go and take a coin unless it's absolutely pristine, beautiful, beautiful mintage and coinage is a bad guy. But of course, only in a case where the coins are still usable in circulation. If it's the type of coin that everybody's going to reject, then he's not a nefesh roi, he's just being practical. He doesn't want to have... I'm sorry. He doesn't want to have bad coins. Zad Michael, maybe you could pour it a little bit. Okay? Yeah, a little bit. Jacques Dimar, Messiah Chizki, the Yamacheskia, thank you. Kidding. Bala parta parta bishavya, balchalla mechalla biyafa. If you want to be part of it, meaning if you want to take one of these bad coins, and you're taking it to the shulchani or to the supermarket or whatever, what's the value that you can use it for? You want to be part of it, only bishavya. In other words, although this was originally a sellout, which was worth, in our example, like a silver dollar was worth 100 cents. Today, however, because it's a little ugevetched, you can't go and use it for 100 cents. You can use it for 95, you can use it 90, you can use it 85. But l'chal, if you want to go and be mechal, mas shiny, by taking tvu and putting it on this matpeya, mechal biyofa, you can go and use it as if it was worth the full 100 cents. The full 100 cents. So this is, of course, a tremendous cooler based on what we're learning so far. We're not finished with the Gemara yet. What it's saying is, in everyday financial affairs, you cannot get more than its real weight. If its weight is 90 cents, you can get 90 cents. 85, 85. But for purposes of being Mechal Maaseh Shiny, you can use it as if it's 100 cents. Frank Timon, Mike Omer. What does Chizki mean by this? Hachik Omer, Afu Biki Shabal, part of Mishavya, Kishu Mechal, Mechal, like we just said. Frank Timon, remember the Sava Chizki, the Mizal Zalina, the Maaseh Shiny. Does Chizki hold you can be mezalzel maaseh sheni? But Omer Chizki maaseh sheni shein by sheva pruta, oy mehu vechum shein mechul al moisa rishonis, fi sheyefshel levi odin letzamtem moisa. What the Gemara is saying over here, the word mezalzelin over here has kind of a double connotation. It's not only being mezalzel as if you are denigrating the covet of maaseh sheni, but he's also talking about a separate halacha that Chizki holds. Chizki says, if a person has designated a matbeah, let's say of a selah, to go and use to be mechal maaseh sheni, and then, at the last moment, before he's going up to Yerushalayim, somebody says, there's still some additional Maaseh Sheni Tvua, which you're not going to want to schlep to Yerushalayim. Schnell, go and be poided on this Matbeah. Yeah, but I've already used the Matbeah. All I have left is Maaseh Sheni She'en by Sheva Pruta. It's less than Sheva Pruta. Chaparai. Says Chizkiya, you can go and add that, even though it's Hu V'chub Shoy, because after all, when the Balabatim do it, you have to add a Choymish. Therefore, that should all be mchulam ois rishainis. Why isn't this matbeah already full? No, it's not full. The fishi efshalei li'odim mitzamtzim ma'oisav. Person is not mitzamtzim his mois. He's going to be very careful. And therefore, why is he going to be careful? Because if he has more maaseh sheni than the value of the seller, and he's only going to be mafish one seller, then some of his tvu will not have a proper pidya, not have a proper chilul. He'll have Tvua, which is worth 110 cents, and he's being mechaled on a seller, which is worth only 100 cents, you know, 10 cents won't have that chil. So therefore, a person will be careful, he'll go up to 95 at 98, 99, but he's not going to go to the 100, so that he shouldn't get to this problem. If that's the case, a person is not going to be mezalzel, meaning he's going to be careful to go and have always some additional room left on the matbeah, so then you can chaperein at the last moment, throw in less than a chotzi pruta, because sure, for such a small amount, less than a chotzi pruta, there'll be room to go and squeeze it in. That's of course only if you're saying, like Chizkiya said, that a person always leaves additional room. He's not going to be mitzamtzem. He's going to go and leave some additional room. But according to what you just said now, if he's going to go and take this seller, which is not even worth 100, it's only worth 90, and he's going to go and put on it, be off 100, how can you put 100? You can't even put 90 on it. Because you have to go mitzamtzem, do 85, do 88, do 89, but don't put the full 90. So the two Chizkiyas would seem to be inconsistent with one another. Here Chizkiya is saying, even though for parta b'shavya, But when you mechal it biyof as if it's worth 100 cents, the same Chizkiya says that even if it's worth 100 cents, you can't put 100 cents on it. You can only put 98 cents to be able to squeeze in. You can squeeze it in because there's still room for that additional huvachum, right? Everything we want might be yofa, betoiras yofa. What does Imar mean, betoiras yofa? Let's see the Rashi on this point. Rashi is three lines before the wide lines, betoiras yofa. Beshavia, vachik amar, kishem kishishaba, lefortim yushalayim, bikablua himenu, leheji elabishavia. Viyesh bezalzalinan bidamea, yoish mikte pachsa. Even though we use the term yofa, this yofa has a different connotation than we normally think. Normally you think matbea yofa means 100 cents on the dollar. No. This yofa means bishavya, that you can go and use it only until the amount of the dam b'chusim. Next Rashi b'teres yofa. Mishachil olea kfi damim vadoin shalah. Only you can be mechal the dam vadon. Dam vadon means that if it's a 90 cent value, you can only go up to 90 cents, but not more. V'yesh shlokach lichal alzu ela b'dam vadon shalach. Every single time, you can only go up to the dam vadon. Why? The treizilim is alina day. The avagav na noisim lemaser sheni, that you can use this rubbed out coin for maser sheni. Chad zilus ashminen, that one zilusa you can use. In other words, don't think that it's pasnish to go and use such a rubbed out coin for purposes of maser sheni. No, you can use such a coin. Chad zilus ashminen, the mischal al sela chaseira. However, v'loyim and v'loyim rinan, don't say harikasimon or kemoy senitonis basimon, that it's no good, because as you know, it says in the pasuk b'maser sheni that tzar tekesa biyodcha, it has to have a tzuras matveya, and therefore if it's so worn out and rubbed out, it doesn't have a tzura anymore. Maybe it's like an asimon and you can't use it anymore. No, one zilzil you can use this rubbed out coin, no problem. That's betudis yofa as if it was a regular coin. Ah, betrei zil chalalei maser sheni b'dmei sela yofa. To go and use 100 cents? And so therefore what the bar is saying is, bottom line is, we thought that when Chizkiya said originally that even though when you're using it in regular daily affairs, part to bishavya, when you mechal biyofa, what means mechal biyofa? That you can use it up to 100 cents. Can't be Chizkiya says 100 cents, because even if it was a taka yofa coin of 100 cents, you can't even use 100 cents. You can only use 95, 98, 99 to be able to squeeze in some additional maser sheni at the last moment of less than a shava prut. What he means that you can use a biyofa is that you can use it as if this was a sela yofa, not a defaced coin which is rubbed out on all sides, missing the tzuras amabeya from the front and the back. Yes, you can use it, but how much can you use it for? Only b'shavya, the value of this coin. If the cap value of the coin is 90 or 85, you can only use it for 90 or 85, minus a little bit, because E.F. Shlita Thompson to be able to squeeze in some additional amount. Reb Chananya ben Akasha, oy merot, Kodesh Baruch Hu, lezakas, Yisrael, lefichach. Heb lam toy mitzvah, shnei madonai chobos zman, tzidkoi!